Chad Bird had some good thoughts on, are we witnessing the fulfillment of biblical prophecy in Iran? I can't give it all to you, but here's just a taste from Chad.
See in Iran right now? Yes, but a very...
No, take it from the top, Chad.
Are we witnessing the fulfillment of biblical prophecy in Iran right now? Yes, but a very important but. Jesus said that there would be wars and rumors of wars that precede his second coming. What you're witnessing happening in the Middle East is exactly that. The same thing that's been happening all around the world since the first century. These wars and rumors of wars, along with earthquakes and all kinds of other natural disasters, all of these are indicative of the fact that the world is gradually falling apart, gradually deteriorating. We see the effects of sin, our sin, that is basically undoing the world century by century, conflict by conflict. All of these are a sign that this creation is fatally flawed. And what we need is the new creation, which Jesus himself will bring about when he comes again in glory and creates new heavens and a new earth. What's happening in Iran right now is not the fulfillment of some specific chapter and verse in Ezekiel or Revelation or any other biblical book. What you're seeing happening there is the fulfillment of exactly what Jesus said would happen. Wars and rumors of wars.
Oh, that, I thought that was a helpful thought from Chad Bird, because I have seen Bible teachers who've been trying to say, oh yeah, it's specifically this. So thank you, Chad. Appreciate that. Who is Chad Bird? He's served as a pastor and professor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and he works with 1517.org. So a scholar in residence at 1517, where he brings his deep knowledge of scripture and theology to readers, listeners, and audiences around the world. Okay. Also, today in history, we think about 1931, actually. Yeah, Francis Scott Key's Star Spangled Banner officially became the national anthem of the United States on this day. And then in 2005, Steve Fawcett became the first person to fly around the world alone without stopping or refueling.
It's a tremendous sensation to be covering that much distance. And that was the truly enjoyable part of the flight.
All right, so, Steve Fawcett, the millionaire adventurer, touched down in central Kansas after a 67-hour journey spanning 23,000 miles. All right, and finally this morning on WWIB, we've got Live in Grace, Walk in Love from Bob Goff. And for March 3rd, it reads like this: we can't tell people to come as they are, but insist they change before they arrive. People grow where they're loved. Romans 2:11, God does not show favoritism. Goff says, I think there is a universal experience for people who go to church. At some point in the service, a baby will start to cry. It's not the baby's fault. It's what babies do. But for everyone else, it starts a multi-step process that generally goes like this. Feel compassion for the child. Realize it's just a child and try not to get annoyed. Try to stay focused on the sermon. Wonder why the child is still crying. Wonder why the parent isn't taking the child away. Think about how to make the parent cry. Repent from being so annoyed that a baby is disrupting the service. Perhaps we need to chill out a little, says Bob Goff. After all, it was a baby who brought us together in the first place 2,000 years ago. We need to give some thought to any number of reactions we have to the distractions. Perhaps it's how someone looks or the way they live their life or express their love that unbalances us. We would never tell a baby to figure out the whole crying thing before coming to church, but we tend to have higher expectations for adults. We have a habit of telling people to come as they are, but seeing how we treat people who are still waiting for their growth spurt, I wonder if we really mean it. We want to include everyone, but we want to include them on our terms. We tell people to come as they are, but we insist they change before they arrive. If this is you, I've got two words for you to take to heart, says Bob Goff. Stop it. That's not who you are. It's not who we are. And it's definitely not who Jesus is. If Jesus were on the stage, he'd probably point us to the baby and encourage us to become more like him. He'd tell us to get that real with our feelings and that safe with him and each other that we could express what's going on inside of us. Not only do we miss the spirit of Jesus when he insists on people change in order to belong, but we miss out on the ride of getting to love people right where they are without no qualifications, with no qualifications. We're meeting people at the starting line, not the finish line. Let them know they're not just invited. They're welcome. Our question this morning, what would change about how you treat others if you accepted more about who they were? Messes and all. All right, we're firing up for Hope and Hoops coming up on 9 before 7 o'clock. Craig Stewart celebrating. All right, you can hear him. And so just double, triple checking. Yeah, Frank is all by himself. He's in the the clubhouse leader for the John Scott Men's Apparel $25 gift card. Sue Stewart, thanks also for your support, your flat pledge support for your husband and Wibben Corporate. Helping keep 21 Christ Center programs right where they belong here on WWIB, short features or long form shows. So, Greg, are you ready?
I'm ready.
We'll still take pledges during a shooting. We'll still take pledges during a shooting.
Okay, here we go.
All right. First one is up and, oh, off the back plastic. No good. He's got four more tries. Hard to hit that. Oh, number two is around and out. The rim is unkind this morning. 0 for 2. Next one is off. Okay, listen, that's how I started yesterday, and then I hit the last two. All right, here we go. There's number four. Come on, yes. It was a soft touch. Yep, last one. Here we go. Oh. 1 out of 5. Well, Greg's going to come around and talk about it. It's, it is not as
so
easy
close
as it looks, Greg.
No, no. Yeah. We're not. We're not going up and dunking it here. So that rim is real bouncy.
I know it.
I'm not making any excuses. I should have done better than 1 for 4, but I was really close.
You have a lot of respect for Caleb's 5 for 5 yesterday.
Oh, what a guy.
I know.
I want to be like him when I grow up.
No, he did fantastic.
Well, all right. Anyway, it is what it is.
It is. And so thank you again. You made some money for Wibben Incorporated, $30 from
Okay. Thank you.
And
thank you very much.
He's the winner. Frank wins the $25.
I don't think
John
my brother
Scott
will have any problem beating me here at
we'll
8:45.
See. We'll see. You know, you were all the way back, so
yeah,
you know.
I didn't.
All right. But Greg, also looking ahead, this week is more like what we've become accustomed to. But the next couple of weeks, March 9th through the 20th, I'm thinking of this Stephen Curtis Chapman song, It's My Turn Now. The listeners will be singing that because it's going to be their turn.
I heard that. Yeah, we're going to do it a little different this year.
Yeah, we're inviting our listeners to be hoop partners to shoot 5 baskets at home. They could do it in the driveway. They could do it at a garbage can inside.
Yeah, and you know, with a paper basketball
right.
or whatever.
Right.
And then you want them to videotape that and send it in. Is that the idea?
That would be great. Print the pledge form. At wib.com and collect pledges before you shoot. So, you know, friends, relatives, maybe you do it from people in church and get them to support. What are you going to do? I'm going to do this. Because we've got, you're going to come away with these, as you turn it into us, you know, various ways you can do that. You can get yourself gift cards from Micon Cinemas, Quick Trip, Hy-Vee, Family Fair, Culver's, Chick-fil-A, on and on.
Yeah, it's great.
And that's that.
And I've laid down the challenge. Do at least 2 for 5.
There you go. Well, it's our March Hope and Hoops, and this week is the way that people become familiar. And today we've got the $25 gift card for John Scott Men's Apparel, Terry Stewart, our station manager, guest shooter, about 8:45. But starting March 9th, things take a turn.
Yeah, and honestly, you can get rolling on this right away if you want. We are turning it over to you for Hope and Hoops. And I think this is reminiscent, if you've ever done it, maybe growing up, maybe it's for a Walk for Life, American Cancer Society, or Jump Rope for Heart for the American Heart Association, things like that, where you go out and you get pledges and you get a chance for some great prizes. And what's cool about this, the change for Hope and Hoops this year, is everybody who does this to support the ministry and brings in those pledges will get a prize, will get a gift card. We've got a ton of different gift cards. We'll go through those. But our stewardship director, Carol, said, if we run out, she will go get more. And everybody is going to get a prize.
Yeah, it's great. So what you do is, like we try to collect pledges, right? We're trying to this morning for Terry. We got none so far. 3, 9, 6, 16, 70.
But hint, hint.
You get your sheet at wib.com. You collect pledges before you shoot. And it could be in the driveway like Caleb's brother Will did tremendously last year. And by the way, he's going to do it on Friday.
Yes.
Or else it might be in the house on a Nerf basket or something.
Yeah, and this is the thing. Anyone can do this. Anyone can be a Hope and Hoops partner. Anything can be a basket. So again, if you want to shoot a wadded up piece of paper into a garbage can, that counts. If you want to use a full-size hoop, a little tykes hoop, an over-the-door hoop, a Nerf hoop, like you mentioned, anything you want to do, take 5 shots. We highly, highly encourage videoing those shots and send it in to us, and that'll help spread the word as well, too. But young or old, again, it's not just kids, okay? Maybe you're, you know, middle-aged. Maybe you're recently retired and like, I've got some time on my hands. I want to support the ministry. And maybe you can hearken back to all the poor schmucks who are still working and say, hey, pledge for me.
Yeah.
And there are some really, really cool gift cards. Again, everybody who does this will get a prize. And we'll get to in a moment, Havel. There is a huge, huge grand prize package as well.
So, again, you'll get that. You get it to us. And we have different deadlines. We need to receive your pledges by March 27th at midnight, and et cetera. And we'll call you to choose a sponsor-supported thank you prize. And this is, let's talk about these before we get to the grand prize.
Yes.
So, sponsor-supported gift cards from places like Mycon Cinemas.
Quick Trip.
Hy-Vee.
Family Fair.
Culver's.
Chick-fil-A.
Mustard Seed Boutique.
Olson's Ice Cream.
Moldy's Archery and Tackle.
Famous Dave's.
Festival Foods.
John Scott Men's Apparel.
Joseph Cheesecake.
A&W.
Action City.
Shields.
And Snappy Car Wash.
And again, everybody who raises pledges for WIB Inc., you bring in your pledge funds. So again, raise pledges, take your five shots, video them, send us that video. But when you bring those pledge funds in, mail them in, or give them online, then you get your choice of one of these gift cards. And while supplies last, but again, Carol said, hey, I'm going to make sure that everybody gets a gift card, but it's just first come, first served. If you're like, I really want that A&W one or whatever it is, just make sure you get those pledges in as soon as possible. And everybody who does this as well is going to be entered for a big, big grand prize package.
Yeah, and that grand prize drawing is going to be 8:45 in the morning on the last day of March, the 31st. And it's got five different aspects to it. First of all, how about Pizza Hut in Chippewa Falls? One large pizza each month for a year.
You get that. Also from Mycon Cinemas, you get a family movie and pizza party for up to eight people. Completely taken care of. You get it all. You get your movie admission, you get your pizza party, up to eight people. That, again, is just part of the grand prize package.
The third aspect of the grand prize package is a $150 gift certificate to Down to Earth. How about that?
You get that as well as those first two items, all those. Aqua Via Lumina, Wisconsin Dells, family tickets for up to eight people. It is one of the coolest new attractions of Wisconsin Dells, and you get family tickets for up to eight people for that. And then one more huge prize.
I'll do the first half, you do the closer. The exclamation point, two regular reserve seats for One Fest, and...
And two meet and greets... For King and Country.
For King and Country.
You get to meet Joel and Luke. You know how high demand those are, but One Fest, one of the great sponsors of Hope and Hoops, blessing us with those. So two reserve seats for One Fest 2026 and meet and greets for Joel and Luke for King and Country, plus all of the other prizes we just mentioned. So that's the grand prize package. So again, if you're a Hope and Hoops partner, if you do this, you not only get your choice in one of those gift cards, but also you're entered for that huge grand prize package. So why wouldn't you want to help out the ministry in this way?
Please, please do. Go get your pledge form. Start getting your pledges, support from friends, family, coworkers, people at church, and let's do it up big this year. Get your thank you gift, and who knows, maybe you win the grand prize.
Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB, where we are family. Thank you so much to our latest pledger for Hope and Hoops, Beth from Elk Mound, saying, yeah, I'll jump in to support Terry Stewart, WIB General Manager, with a $25 flat pledge. So the ladies jumping in from Chippewa Falls and Elk Mound, Linda from Chippewa, Beth from Elk Mound, pledging their support for Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated.
But it's Guys Day.
Yeah. And you know what? Wanting to win that $25 gift card for John Scott Men's Apparel Store there at the shops at Down to Earth Garden Center. So right now, a 50-50 shot, and you can join in as well for your chance to win. And can even text as we're doing trivia here at 715-396-1670. But on to our trivia question this morning. And we've got a great prize as well, too, Havel. How about a value basket from Culver's?
Oh, always delicious.
So, 715-723-2555 for a delicious Culver's value basket. We're talking about guys because it's Guys Day today for Open Hoops. A typical guy, a typical man, will spend almost $900 on what each year? So you're getting closer to $1,000 a year. Huh. A typical man will spend almost $900 on what each and every year? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Guess away.
All right. Very good. Your chance to win on Tuesday Trivia, even amidst our Hope and Hoops, Terry Stewart shooting an hour from now. 723-2555 is the number for this. If you got a pledge for Terry, 396-1670, but I don't want to confuse you. 723-2555. We'd like to hear your guesses. What do guys spend about $1,000 a year on?
715-723-2555 for a delicious Culver's value basket. Man, the Culver's Deluxe is where it's at with me. But yeah, those crinkle cut fries are fantastic.
Yeah, I did. Sam and I had some of the crinkle cut fries in Stevens Point the other day. So very good. They're good wherever you get them. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Mondovi.
Hi, Dave.
Fast food.
Yeah, that's guys are hungry. We just mentioned Culver's is the prize. Could that be it? Not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Typical man, typical guy will spend almost $900 on what each year? 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Randy Vandaloo calling from around Stanley. I'm on my way back from the Marshfield Hospital.
Okay.
So I'm taking a guess at recreational activity.
Recreational activities.
Yeah, that's another great guess, Randy. What's your favorite recreational activity?
I'd say it's fishing.
Fishing. All right. Very good.
There you go.
Yeah, guys could spend $1,000 on that, but that is not what we're looking for. Thanks,
you can do
Randy.
That pretty quickly. A typical man will spend almost $900 on what each year? 715-723-2555 for a Culver's value basket.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave again.
All right, Dave.
Alcohol?
Is it alcohol? Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, probably more than that for some, but that is not it. Sorry.
715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I guess shoes.
First of all, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morgan Isham, and I'm calling from Menominee, Wisconsin.
All right, Morgan. Very good.
All right, Morgan, you said shoes?
Yes.
Shoes. Almost $900 on what each year? Is it shoes?
It's not shoes.
Here's the thing. If you have a kid in your family in athletics, you'd be like, no, that tracks. We're spending that much on shoes.
Exactly. Yeah. Jared Bias is an author. He talks about how many pairs of shoes he had as a kid, and then he realized his dad had three pairs, and his dad sacrificed so he could have so many shoes. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
Hey, Brian, what do you got? What's your guess today?
Tools.
That's a great guess.
And and then you get into the whole, is it DeWalt? Is it Milwaukee? Is it something else? Is it tools?
It's not, sorry.
I bet there's ladies out there, they're like, no, almost $1,000 isn't even close to how much he spends on tools.
Yeah, right, yeah. 723-2555. We'll take three more guesses if you got it in you. 723-2555. Otherwise, we're going to a new song from Josiah Queen, but... To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike from La Crosse.
Mike, you just won. Did you hear?
Did you hear your cabin fever scream?
Yeah, I heard.
Fantastic. So we'll have some great prizes for you. So you won the cabin fever instant prizes, but now you got a chance, a different contest here, so a chance to win here. What do you think, Mike?
What do you think?
I'm thinking tools.
Tools. That was just guessed just before you. Do you have a backup guess in your hip pocket?
Shoes.
That was guessed
right before that.
I missed that.
Do you have a third guess, Mike?
Car parts.
Car parts.
Yeah,
there
we'll
you
go.
Go.
With car parts. Car parts is thinking a great on guess. Your feet. Not what we're looking for. Great to hear from you, Mike.
Mike's our buddy from La Crosse. We always love catching up with him at One Fest. Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, 715-723-2555 for your chance to win a Culver's value basket if you answer our question. Also, got to give a quick shout out here. Hope and Hoops coming up in less than half an hour. And we have Alice Fisher and Roger who've pledged $5 per basket, make or miss, for their grandpa Terry Stewart, our general manager, who's going to be shooting to benefit WIB Inc. at 8:45, five shots in Little Tyke's Hoop in studio. So that amounts to a $25 flat pledge. And then Carol, Terry's wonderful wife, says $10 per made basket, but if he makes two or more, an extra $50. If three or more, an extra $75. If four or more, an extra $100. And if he makes all five, it doubles. So there you go. She was like, got to make it a little complicated.
Leave it to the director of WIB Incorporated to really put out the challenge. Okay, well, that's incentivized for sure. All right, well, we've got Tuesday trivia to tackle right now, though.
Yes, 715-723-2555, and I think we have an eager caller already on the air.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Morgan Isham. I'm calling from Menominee, Wisconsin.
Yes. All right, so a typical guy, a typical man, will spend almost $900 on what each year? Morgan, what is it?
Clothes or cologne.
Oh, cologne. Cologne.
Cologne.
Cologne.
Right.
Is
cologne
it
or clothes?
Well, okay. You have to pick one or the other. What do you say?
Okay. All right. Clothes.
Clothes. Is it clothes?
Is it clothes? It's not, Morgan. Sorry.
It's not clothes. Thank you. 715-723-2555. I don't mean to be a stickler, but I know people try to get in two guesses at one time. It's like, eh, gotta pick one.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aubrey from Strum.
Hi, Aubrey. What do you think?
Is it meat processing stuff?
Meat processing stuff. Very specific. You know what? Yeah. Make your own, I don't know, jerky, snack sticks, things
hamburger,
like that.
The whole deal. Sure. Right? Could that be it? Sorry, Aubrey.
A typical man will spend almost $900 on what each year?
Keep those guesses coming at 723-2555, 723-2555. And, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chad from Augusta.
Hey, Chad, what do you think?
How about toilet paper?
How about toilet paper? A typical guy will spend almost $900 on toilet paper each year. Is that
it? That seems pricey to me, but could
that
be it?
Well, if you get the three-ply or whatever.
That's not what we're looking for, Chad. Thanks.
Thanks, Chad. 715-723-2555, trying to give away a Culver's Value Basket coupon this morning.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bennett from Augusta.
Hi, Bennett.
What do you think, buddy?
Is it beef jerky?
Is it beef jerky? Oh, I do love beef jerky.
Just kind of zeroing in on the beef jerky with our thought on kind of the meat. Could that be it? Sorry, Bennett.
A typical man will spend almost $900 on what annually?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jenny from Falk Creek.
Hi, Jenny.
What do you think?
I'm going to say haircuts.
Haircuts. Okay.
They can add up.
Sport clips or something?
Yeah, over time, maybe. Could that be it? Just kind of hair care? Well, not. Sorry.
Typical guy, typical man will spend almost $900 on what each year?
We'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry calling from Osseo.
All right, Sherry, you got the right answer?
Has anyone guessed razor blades yet?
No one has. Is that your guess?
That is my guess.
Is she right?
Razor blades. Sorry, Sherry.
Not it. Thank you, Sherry. Two guesses left.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Randy Vandaloo from Stanley calling one for another guess.
All right, Randy strikes again. What do you think?
My second swing is a snacks.
Snacks. All right.
Yeah, snacks. That's entirely plausible. And unfortunately, that is not what we're looking for, Randy.
Thank you, Randy, for the call. We're down to our final guest here on Tuesday Trivia.
Yeah, one more, and let's go to it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Crystal from Jump River.
All right, Crystal, last try here until after, well, actually, till tomorrow.
Yeah, because we've got Hope and Hoops at 8:45, so.
How about taking his wife out for dinner?
And is that a guess or is that a suggestion?
maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, right. Taking his wife out for dinner and for a Culver's Value Basket. That's not it, Crystal, sorry.
Typical guy will spend almost $900 on what each year? We'll let you chew on this overnight. We'll come back after 7:15 tomorrow morning on a Win It Wednesday. Give you another shot to win this Culver's Value Basket.
The time has come, Caleb.
Yes, our general manager, Terry Stewart, shooting five shots on the Little Tykes hoop here in studio. We'll have a bunch of pledgers to draw from for a $25 John Scott Men's Apparel Store gift card from the shops at Down to Earth. If you want to get in a last-second pledge, 715-396-1670. We have Linda from Chippewa Falls pledging $10 per made basket. Beth from Elk Mound, $25 flat pledge. Alice Fisher and Roderick Terry's grandkids, $5 per basket, make or miss. So a $25 flat pledge. Then Carol, Terry's wife Carol, says $10 per made basket. But she says if he makes two, and that's actually make or miss, so a $50 flat pledge. But if he makes two, then it's an extra $50. If he makes three, an extra $75. If four, an extra $100. If he makes all five, doubling it. Marcy from Bloomer, $10 per made basket. Roy says $15 per made basket, but if Terry makes at least two, he'll add $15 per miss. And then Linda just called in with $10 per made basket. Linda from Eau Claire. So thank you so much, everybody who's pledged.
Yes. It is now, and Caleb's got the play-by-play.
All right, so Terry striding to the line. Five shots here in studio. Little Tykes hoop, as we mentioned yesterday, maybe a little bit taller than before. And Terry, it looks like he's going to go underhanded. I was going to say, it's higher this year. So Terry's going to go underhanded shot off the backboard and in. He is one for one.
He's matched Greg already.
Perfect, yeah. Now this one is to beat his little brother Greg. Second one comes up a little bit short. Just nicked off the front of that plastic rim. Third one on the way. Oh. That one comes up short as well. All right, one for three. Got to dial in these last two here. Four Come shot on. Up and perfect. Barely rippling the net. Two out of four.
Get
Final
in
shot oh. just off the mark, but he made the two out of five, so that triggers the $15 pledge for the misses as well, and he beat his little brother, Greg. So all in all, I would say a very successful Hope and Hoops.
Terry, you matched what I did yesterday, two out of five, so yeah.
All right, we'll all get right. Terry's post-game
yeah.
comments here as we will draw shortly for that $25 John Scott Men's Apparel gift card.
That first one looks so good, I thought maybe, you know, you were going to get some big numbers there. But you had, the first and the last, something like that? So first and the fourth.
Yes.
First and the fourth, yeah.
Here so. I am.
All right, what was your thought on it?
Well, I hoped I'd do better.
Yeah.
But I think I did as well. Did I do as well as last year? I can't even remember.
I don't remember. It's been a year. I'm not sure. But I think it was a fine performance. And you know what? Plenty of great pledge support as well, too, for funding the Ministry of WIB, Inc. And,
yeah.
and keeping 21 programs on the air that are not able to purchase their own airtime. And so they're donor-supported, donor-funded, and we appreciate the wonderful support from so many folks here. And we've got to do a drawing.
I've got a drum roll for
you. All right. Caleb, so Linda, Beth have pledged Alice, Fisher, and Roderick, Carol, Marcy, Roy, and Linda. And our winner of the $25 John Scott Men's Apparel gift card is... Beth from Elk Mound, congratulations. You're the winner.
Congrats, Beth.
Well done.
All right, fantastic. And another $25 John Scott Men's Apparel gift card on the line with Dawson today on the drive when he shoots about 4:45. So, again, he would welcome your support even now at 396-1670. So, all right, Terry, final thought on this all?
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you guys for being here every morning and appreciate your love for the Lord. And it's exciting to see what God's doing throughout Western Wisconsin. So,
and again, the big thing this year is
Minnesota.
The new wrinkle is it's for the listeners. They can already go to WIB.com, get their pledge sheets, start to get some pledges. And starting March 9th, we're turning it all over to them.
You bet.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right. God bless everybody.
All right.
Everybody, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.